ladies and gentlemen, the American Pie Forum.
So listen, anyway, when will you know whether you've got the job?
Oh, this afternoon. Mr. Davis said he'd call after 2.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
The job has been narrowed down to 2 people.
Yeah?
Me and Stanley.
Well, listen, it's in the bag. Oh, I mean, Davis would be out of his mind to give a job to Stanley as shipping clerk.
Oh, could you believe that? I think I hear Stanley.
Yeah. Hi, ladies.
Well, speak of the devil. We were just talking about you.
Oh, you worried about that job, Bobby?
Not if that's an example of your work, Stanley.
Look, this shipping clerk job that I'm going to beat you out of is a man's job.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't count on beating her out of it, Stanley.
Look, girls.
Girls?
Women, Stanley. We passed puberty 109 in junior high.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Ms. Women, persons, whatever you want. How come you're applying for a man's job?
Because I need a man's wages to support my family.
Oh. Well, look, if that's the way you want it, I have one thing to say.
Yeah?
What's that?
May the best man win.
Well, Barbara, now that Stanley's got the job, I really think you've been discriminated against. I think you ought to file a complaint.
Oh, no, Betty, it's hard to prove discrimination. I mean, he told me I just wasn't the best qualified applicant for the job.
Yeah, but what did he say exactly?
Oh, he said he was sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wanted to give me the job, but he decided that, you know, it might be too strenuous for a woman to be picking up these big boxes and all that, so he hired a man.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of women can do a lot of jobs as well as men, mm-hmm. and sometimes better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Davis didn't give you that job just because you're a woman and you can do as good a job as any man, you've been discriminated against, and I really think you ought to file a complaint.
Oh, but Betty, I can't afford to sit around and wait for those papers to be shuffled around, you know?
Yeah,
anyway, I got another job.
Yeah?
Yes, it pays less, but, you know, I'll get by.
Well, that's great. Take the other job. But in the meantime, file the complaint so that if this ever happens again, you all have had the experience, and you may be clearing the way for a lot of other women.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, Ms. Ms. Well, you know, whatever you want. Hey, listen, no hard feelings, huh?
No.
Hey, let me buy you both a drink.
No, why don't the both of us buy you a drink, Stanley?
No, I'll take care of it.
I'll tell you what, Stanley.
What?
Why don't we arm wrestle to see who buy the drinks?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Hey, Joe, get up there.
By all means. Hey, you guys.
Need witnesses.
Need witnesses.
You ready?
Anytime,
I got 50 cents on Bobby.
Dollar on Stanley.
I'll give you a little leeway, Stanley.
It's in my pocket. Get it, kid.
Oh, come on, Stanley. Harder, Stanley.
What's wrong with you?
I won.
I didn't have any breakfast today.
Barbara, file a complaint. Out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nat Gales.
Don't build me a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build me a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I know darn well I'm gonna try. Build me a daydream from a little hope. Gonna push my daydream up my mountain slow. Gonna build me a daydream, oh, gonna see it through. Gonna build me a mountain and a daydream, and I'm gonna make them both come true. Hey now. Gonna build me a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build me a heaven, oh, cause I know darn well, if I build my mountain, oh, with a lot of care, and push my daydream up the mountain, my heaven will be waiting there. When I build my heaven,
My name is Sammy Davis, Jr. You know, in our technological society, the demands for workers in skilled trades is constantly growing. I mean trades like machinists, draftsmen, barbers, laboratory technicians, painters. These are just a few of the trades that offer good wages, satisfying work, and job security. In almost every skill occupation, you'll find apprenticeship programs open to both men and women. Programs that combine on-the-job training with classroom instructions. For further information on apprenticeships, why don't you contact your local vocational technical school or your local employment security office? You know something, when you're an apprentice, you can start to earn and learn and work at the same time.
The local job service office helps employers find the right worker for the job and the right job for the worker. They also help with information about skilled training and apprenticeships. The Employment Security Office isn't called the Unemployment Office anymore. It's a job service office to help you find the kind of job you want. Let the job service office work for you. Visit your local Employment Security Office. It's listed in your yellow pages under Employment Agencies.
Peace and love and togetherness.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jerry.
Oh, hello. I've just been out grocery shopping. I tell you, whenever you finish spending money for groceries and rent and other necessaries, and I don't have enough money to put spats on a blue jay. I've learned a lot about managing my money and do pretty well. I can get along nowadays. Didn't always, though. I remember there was a time back when I was working at the general store. You know, that's the pie store. That used to be Mr. Ferkel's store. That's where I worked. Now, I was spending money like it was a month of paydays.
Mr. Ferkel, can I collect my pay? I'd like to go out and get me a new doodad to wear at the dance tonight.
All right. There you are, Effie. $30.
Thank you.
Plus another $0.50 is a bonus. Just for making the place look so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Don't go frittering your money away on donuts and doodads.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Ferkel. I can take care of my money. You know, so far I've saved up over $37 since I've been here. Now, you take care you don't go around messing around with any of that dingle-doo yourself. Bye.
Bye.
You're screeching like a gandy dander with a strong heart.
Well, I never was much of a singer, I got to admit.
What brings you here, Jeb? Close up early over at the clothing store?
No, I came to see one of your employees. He owes me some money.
Effie May?
No, not Effie.
Jeremy?
Evening, Mr. Ferkel. Saturday night, so I going dancing and romancing and all, so I thought I'd stop by and, hey.
I'm first in line. Besides, you've been running up a sizable bill at my place, and you haven't paid me a dime in over a month.
But I was going to do that next week. Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Now, Jeremy, Ferkel, you going to dock him for the money he owes me?
Well, I guess that's what I'll have to do, if you insist.
I insist. Besides, this boy's been buying some of the darndest things.
Here, oh?
Look at this here.
Let me see of that.
Here, $2.35 for some lavender water?
Lavender water?
$12.65 for three ruffled shirts with matching fan-toed spats. $5 even for a dozen pair of wall wart skivvies. Look,
skivvies. That true, Jeremy?
Yes, so, Mr. Ferkel.
What's got into you? You trying to court every girl in town? You've got to watch the way you spend your money. How much does he owe you all told, Jeb?
$20 even, Ferkel.
Well, then I
Yes, his 20 is rightfully yours, Jeb.
But that don't seem right. That's nearly all my pay.
Fair shake and a new sack suit will get you into church on Sunday morning, Jeremy, but it won't pay your bills.
Thanks, Ferkel. Well, so long, money bags. Your credit's okay. Oh, by the by, Jeremy, we just got in some Lady Lace ditty bags. You might like to have a look at them. Remember, you don't have to be witty if you give her a ditty.
You know, I finally got burned so bad, I just quit spending more money than I had coming in. Oh, started saving regular, set up a regular budget, learned all about managing my money. But one thing I never did learn about, I couldn't straighten out, was them lace lady ditty bags. Guess I was dittying when I should have been bagging.
And pay later is an advertising slogan we're all pretty familiar with. Charge accounts, credit cards, installment buying, and cash loans are all means of buying a product now but paying for it later. And credit, when it's used wisely, can be a very valuable and a very useful tool, but it can also be a temptation to buy more than you really can afford. If you can't meet your monthly payments, you should be aware that your creditors can legally deduct amounts you owe from your paycheck before you receive it. This is called wage garnishment. However, state and federal laws do protect your right to an income, so a creditor is limited in the amount that can be deducted from a single paycheck. In addition, an employer may not fire a worker for wage garnishment or because of any one particular debt. If you need more information on the wage garnishment law, contact the State Attorney General's office.
Man, I'm looking for me a construction job. Besides, I just got enough money in my pocket to take Betty to the movie.
Listen, with this tip, you're going to be able to take her out of town tonight.
Okay. Give me 5 on the nose. Now, this horse better come through, baby. Because if it doesn't come through, you know what? I'm in big, big, astronomically big trouble. Can you understand that? Here, give me one of them classified.
Classified? Those construction jobs, Nat, you know, those are hard to get, I think.
If you ain't a member of the majority party, they are.
You can come out from behind there, Nat.
Oh, hi, Betty. How you doing? Hey, could I talk to you late on tonight?
Not so fast. Say, what are you looking for in there?
I'm trying to get a job, baby, a construction job. But the only problem is they don't seem to be looking for a carpenter with a permanent suntan.
Well, what about that Urban League program? The one that's got, you
Woo!
Know...
Woo! Nat, we're winning in the stretch. Here you come.
Come on, baby. Come Woo! On in, baby. Come
Nat,
on, baby.
There's
Hold
this...
a minute. My baby coming in.
Blood, Nat. There goes your fiber.
Do it, Betty. There goes your movie.
You blew it, Nat. If you just listen to me.
Now listen to me, Betty. Don't be arguing to me about no gambling. I'm a man. I do whatever I want to do.
I don't want to argue with you about gambling, but I am going to argue with you about reading the right newspaper. If you just read the American Pie Forum, you know there's an article in here this week about getting minorities into skilled construction jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
There.
This week's issue of the American Pie Forum newspaper has information about Project Leap. The Urban League sponsors programs like Project Leap to help minorities get into the building and construction trades where they can get an equal shot at good-paying jobs. Leap counselors will help you brush up on necessary skills to help get you a job. Sometimes the waiting list is long. But if a person wants to wait for an opening, Leap counselors will help them find a job to tide them over until an opportunity opens up. And once you're out on the job, Leap doesn't stop. They'll stay right with you. Vince Turan, one of the first blacks in Milwaukee to enter the construction trades through an apprenticeship program, is now helping others to find similar opportunity.
NEEP has been quite successful. Nationally, it has placed thousands of minorities into apprenticeship occupations. Oftentimes, the waiting list is long. In a situation like this, NEEP will help find your job to tide you over until the occupation of your choice becomes available. If you're a minority and is looking for apprenticeship occupation, then your best chance is LEAP. LEAP can help prepare you for the better life through apprenticeship training.
The LEAP Project has a proven track record for getting minorities into the building and construction trades. They follow you from the time you put in your application until well up through your apprenticeship. I went through the program. I waited approximately 10 months before getting my apprenticeship, but the wait was well worth it. I am now in a high-paying, skilled craft, and no one can take it away from me. If anyone's interested in getting into a skilled trade, just stop by the LEAP office and see one of the counselors, and they'll aid you in any way that they possibly can to get you into an apprenticeship.
If you're a minority person who is interested in a high-paying career as a skilled craftsman, the Urban League is ready to assist you. In the Milwaukee area, call Project LEAP at 374-5850. In the Racine area, call 637-8532. And in Madison, call the Urban League at 251-8550. Ask to talk to an apprenticeship counselor.
Stan.
How are you, Jimmy? Let's see the menu, huh?
Hey, buddy.
What?
What's with the Sherpa outfit? What'd you do, just get back from the Himalayas?
No, nothing like that. I have a pastrami on rye, a double the horseradish, and easy on the mayo.
Hey, what's with the hammers and the chisels? You a plastic surgeon or something? That's a little joke. Are you really a mountain climber?
No, I just dress this way. Every Monday, it's the way I dress.
Excuse me. You said every Monday, this is the way you dress?
Yeah, I...
Why just Monday?
I go to the unemployment office to sign for my check. Hey, Jimmy, will you cash this check for me?
Let me get this straight. You collect unemployment compensation because you climb mountains?
Almost, but not quite.
Oh, explain it.
All right. I go down to the unemployment office to sign for my check, right?
Yeah.
So they try and find me a job, right?
Yeah.
So I go down dressed like this mountain climber. You see, I tell them that the only thing I know how to do is climb mountains.
Huh?
There's no mountains around for hundreds of miles. They can't get me a job, and then I qualify for another week.
Well, isn't that a little dishonest? I mean, don't you really want a good job?
Sure, I want a good job. But the only thing they send me down for is menial labor. And who the heck needs an unemployment office?
Hold it. You got it all wrong, friend. First of all, it's not an unemployment office.
It isn't?
No, it's an employment service. They're supported by taxes, and they can get you a good, meaningful job.
Ah, baloney. Every time I go down there, they send me to that viewing machine to see if there's anything that I'm fitted for. Do they ever sit me down and ask me, somebody, a person, a human being, what I really like, what I'm interested in, what I would like to do? No.
Well, let's face it. The employment service is a big machine, but it's designed to help you. All you gotta know is how to push the right buttons.
Yeah, the only person that gets pushed around is me, myself, and I.
Well, stop pushing back. I bet you when you go in there, all you do is tell them that you want to work, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Wrong. Most people do just that, and it's wrong. What you got to do is walk in there and tell them what you're qualified to do. Tell them what kind of experience and training you've had, and what kind of work you're good at.
Yeah, big deal. I'll tell them everything, then they'll end up they wouldn't have anything for me in the first place. So what good is all that going to do?
Hold on. Now, the employment service doesn't list all jobs that are available, just some. But they might be able to send you to someone who does. Or they might discover that you have a talent for some kind of work you never thought about. You see, they got employment counselors, not just placement people.
I didn't know that. You know, maybe I'll go down there. I bet you they get me a good job.
If you give them the right information. You see, they really care. Oh, by the way, don't get rid of the outfit. Great for Halloween.
knows all about the employment service.
He ought to, Stanley. He works for the employment service.
No kidding. What does he do?
He investigates fraudulent claims.
Hi, this is Judge Clark reminding you that anybody can be a great success and be humble. The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop.
Goodbye again. It's time for us to go. It's been good to see you here. We hope you like your show. To see you back again sometime, to laugh, to sing, to do your thing. Please come back to us again. You, goodbye again, good night. Join in, my friends, before we lose the lights. Sing your song and dance your dance. Goodbye to satisfaction. Get your own piece of the action.